Welcome back to the Golden Age of Baseball with baseball legend Eddie Robinson. Well, we're deviating a little from our chronological telling of Eddie's 65-year career in America's pastime to introduce a brand new feature. But I'll let Eddie explain.
You listeners have been very good about writing in. I think we've got a pretty good audience out there. Of course, we're in the infancy of this podcast, never having done one before, and really not knowing how to do it. But I appreciate you listening in, and we're going to be changing it from time to time. You who have written in have asked some good questions, and I'm going to answer them. And you can continue to write in and ask me what you want to hear. I may have talked about it before. If not, I'll talk about it in the future. You may have to wait a little bit, but I'll answer your question eventually. And it'll be fun doing it. We'll have some fun on this program. I got a lot of stories to tell. I think I remember them pretty well and can tell them pretty well. We'll go along with this, and we'll change it from time to time. I'm going to add on to the shows I've already recorded. Instead of being 20 minutes long, they'll be longer because of things I have to tell at the end of the previous broadcast. I think I'll call it, I think Extra Innings is a good name. So you can expect the show to be longer, but hopefully it will be more interesting. One of the first letters I received was from Riley, and he asked a most interesting question. He asked me about memorabilia that I have at the present time and memorabilia that I've had in the past. Well, that I could talk a long time about that, because I guess the first and best and most memorable piece of memorabilia I have owned was the last bat that Babe Ruth carried to home plate when they retired his number in Yankee Stadium in 1948. I was with the Cleveland Indians, of course, in 48, and we happened to be in New York on the day they were going to retire his number. The Yankee clubhouse was on the first baseline at that time. But in the past, their clubhouse had been on the third baseline. They had decided to move to the first baseline. And they did move, but they didn't move the lockers. And all of their old lockers that they'd had in the past were still in the visiting clubhouse. Well, Ruth, coming there for the last time, said he wanted to dress in his old locker. So that meant he had to come into the visitor's locker room and get dressed, which he did. And then he came out on our bench before the ceremony. And he had his private doctor with him. He was a very sick man. In fact, I think he died about 6 months after the retirement of, after this day. And he talked, and he had cancer of the throat, and he talked in a gravelly voice, and he was skinny. He just didn't look good. Anyway, he was very amiable and talked with us. When he got ready to go up to home plate, I could tell that he was unsteady and probably could use a little help. So I reached into our bat rack and pulled out a bat, just indiscriminately pulled out a bat and handed it to him. And he could use that for a kind of a crutch. And he took the bat, and when he went up to for the ceremony to home plate, he carried it with him. And they had the ceremony, and a picture was taken of him standing there holding the bat facing center field. I guess that was the last picture of Babe Ruth and Yankee Stadium that was ever taken. And he came back to our dugout, and I took the bat from him and asked him if he would autograph it, which he did. And it was a ballpoint pen, so it was kind of a faint autograph, but you could definitely see his name, Babe Ruth. I kept that bat. I kept it for, oh, I guess 30 years, 35 years. And I had owned a restaurant in Baltimore, and I used that as a showpiece. I had it displayed behind the bar with a light on it, and as my customers were interested, they would ask me about it, and I would tell them. So that was a most interesting piece of memorabilia. I kept it all those years, and memorabilia for a long time, it was merely memorabilia. It was just something you saved because you had an affection for it. But after about 30 years, Betty and I are here in Texas, and I decided that I'd like to find out what it was worth, what kind of value it had. Well, there was a Babe Ruth collector who was connected with the Yankees. His name was Barry Helper, and he had a small bit of stock in the Yankees, and he and Steinbrenner were friends. So, and he told me he had Ruth's overcoat and uniforms and spikes, and he had everything Ruth. That's the only thing he collected. He didn't collect anything else. And he told me one time, he said, Eddie, you got that bat. And he said, I'd love to have it for my Ruth collection. And if you ever want to sell it, well, let me know. So Betty and I were talking, and I said, I'll just call Halper up, and I'll ask him for a figure that I know he won't give for that bat. But he will give me a return offer, and I will, then that'll give me some idea of the value of it. So I did. I called Barry up, and I said, Barry, I'm thinking about selling that Ruth bat. He said, no kidding. I said, yeah. He said, what do you want for it? And I said, $10,000, thinking he'd laugh at that and come back with some other lower offer. And he didn't. He said, you want $10,000 for it? I said, yeah. He said, I'll have the money to you tomorrow. And sure enough, the bat was gone. I sold it to him for $10,000. He sent me the money in a tube that I could put the bat in, and it could be shipped safely in that tube to New York where he lived. And the money was in the tube. Anyway, I got $10,000 for it. And the story goes on. The bat, I think one of the bubblegum companies, Tops or one Bowman or one of them, gave it away as a prize one time. And I think they paid $110,000 for it. And they gave it away. And then that person, I think, sold it to Bob Feller for his museum in Van Meter, Iowa. The last time I saw the bat was in Van Meter, Iowa, and Feller had invited Earl Weaver and one of the Major League National League umpire me up there for a little show. So we were there for a weekend and enjoyed it. He had the bat properly displayed. It happened to be a Bob Feller bat. It had Bob Feller printed on it. They put players, they put their written name, their signature on bats. But pitchers, they just printed Feller and Lemon and those guys. They just printed their name on the bat. So it was there. And I think, I don't know what Bob paid for it, but the bat now, I think it's in its final resting place. It's in the memorabilia room of the Cleveland Indians. They have a little museum there in Cleveland Stadium, and that's where the bat resides. I was up there for the last World Series they were in, hoping they would win a World Series. They hadn't won one since 1948, the one I played in, but they didn't win. But I didn't go to the museum either. I didn't see the bat. But I've run this thing out. See what I told you. These broadcasts are going to get longer. Some of them will be longer quite a bit, and some of them shorter. But anyway, that's a story of memorabilia. I think it's a very interesting question, and I've answered part of it. I got a Mickey Mantle ball I'll tell you about in the next podcast.
That was our first episode of Extra Innings, where we'll take time out to answer your questions that you send to Eddie via email. With our next podcast, Eddie will tell about his career in the U.S. Navy during World War II and how a freak accident almost cost him his career.